Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Preschool teacher laid off after 20 years buys lottery ticket and hits his knees at gas station. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A laid off preschool teacher learns that God doesn't just provide, He surpasses our needs. After working as a preschool teacher in Charlotte, North Carolina for 2 decades, Joe Camp was laid off in September amid the coronavirus pandemic. A month later, his father passed away. Seemingly down on his luck and faith, he continued with his weekly routine. Every Thursday, he would buy a Gold Rush North Carolina Education lottery ticket. Instead of buying just one this time, he decided to buy 2. Later, as he was pumping gas, the laid-off preschool teacher scratched off the first one and didn't win anything. But then he scratched off the second one. Shocked, humbled, and blessed, Joe hit his knees as he realized he hit the jackpot. He won $250,000 and later learned he would take home more than $178,000 after taxes. Before the winning moment, Joe Camp felt lost in the dark. "It put me in a dark place, but I have a lot of friends and family that just told me to keep sticking in there, keep believing in myself," he said. "Thursday morning, I went to the store and bought a scratch-off ticket like I usually do, and I bought 2 tickets. I didn't win on the first one, so I tried the second and I scratched it off, and I fell to my knees at the gas pump," he said. Joe knew right then that God saw his needs and did more than just meet his needs. God surpassed them. Isn't that like our mighty God? And now Joe Camp is doing the same for his daughter and grandchildren. The laid-off preschool teacher is passing on the wealth and security to them. He says he wants to save for his daughter's education, buy a new home that he plans to pass down to his loved ones. "What I plan on doing with my winnings is having a future for my daughter," he said. "I want to have something for us. I never had anything. No one passed anything down, and that's what I want to do." This is truly an inspirational story of giving after receiving. "Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seeds as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies." Genesis 22:17.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Strangers regularly scold her for parking in a handicap spot, and she's fed up. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Double amputee Jessica Long is tired of strangers shaming her for parking in a handicap spot simply because she doesn't look the part. So she took to social media, and her words are powerful. Jessica Long is a decorated Paralympic swimmer, and the 28-year-old double amputee has worked hard to overcome the challenges of having no legs. But one of the challenges she finds most frustrating is strangers' reactions to her parking in a handicap spot. Jessica's parents adopted her from Russia when she was just a baby, bringing her to live with them in Maryland in the United States. They discovered Jessica's lower legs hadn't developed properly as a baby, and as a result, at just 18 months old, doctors amputated both of her legs below the knee. Jessica Long didn't let that hold her back. Fitted with prosthetic legs, she began swimming at 9 years old and went on to become an incredibly successful Paralympic athlete. Growing up, Jessica's peers accepted her and treated her with respect. Yet now, as an adult, she's finding that isn't the case. "I was never bullied as a kid, thank goodness," Jessica shares on social media. "But as I got older, I actually started getting bullied by other adults, from parking in a handicap spot. Despite having the proper handicap permit and tags, people take one look at her and assume she has no right to park in a handicap spot. And their reactions are downright cruel. I've had people yell at me, leave notes in my windshield, knock on my car window, or wait for me to get out of my car just to tell me I can't park there," Jessica Long explained. One day, a woman looked disgusted as she witnessed Jessica parking in a handicap spot, and the recent run-in was the final straw. "I get 2 to 4 comments a week just going about my normal routine and parking in handicapped spaces," she said. Fed up, Jessica took to social media, asking people to stop making assumptions. Putting it bluntly, an exasperated Jessica explained, "I don't have legs." The 28-year-old understands she may be young and athletic, but that doesn't mean life as a double amputee is easy. And parking in a handicapped spot helps alleviate some of the daily challenges. "I know I make it look easy, but it's still really hard," Jessica explains. "My legs are heavy. They hurt me. I'm in pain." At first glance, Jessica may appear perfectly healthy, but looks can be deceiving and don't always tell the whole story. So, Jessica is just asking people to be kind and refrain from jumping to conclusions. "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." John 7:24.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.